Right in, you're here for us, Tyson. Thank you for joining us up here after your team's big win against Dallas Center Grimes. And we got to talk about this game and really just talk about the defensive performance of the guys out there. 67-34, you hold a very good Dallas Center Grimes team to 34 points. What was the defensive energy like out there tonight?
The energy was really upbeat. I think that that's what made the difference in the game was our defensive pressure. I mean, at stats at the beginning of this game, they had 50% offensive rebounding, and we held them to 5%.
Wow.
So as a team, that really makes us very excited and very happy that what we can accomplish.
I'm going to ask a longer question here to let you catch your breath for a second, because you came running right out of the locker room after playing a tough fourth quarter of action. We're here with Tyson Wassner in our Two Rivers Cooperative Radio postgame show. We're going to have Sierra Buchheit in just a second. But, Tyson, when you look at where you guys were against Dallas Center Grimes the first time they played, they came back and rallied back in the second half, and it was a similar scenario, although it seemed like you had a bigger lead at halftime this time. What was the big difference in that third quarter when you were looking out at your teammates and really they were 0-for-12 from the field and had 9 turnovers? What defensively clicked in that third quarter to make sure they wouldn't come back on you?
For us, I think it was off-ball pressure, and we really needed to stop some of their power players. Easy to help. Helping, I think, was probably the biggest thing. We didn't do well in the first game against DCG, and I think that was a great improvement that we did, no matter who it was, when it was Heritage or any of their good three-point shooters. I mean, we held them. We held them to I think, 1 point, if I'm not mistaken, in the third quarter. And as a team, that just makes us it's good accomplishment, but we got a ways to go.
You got a ways to go, and you talk about the growth of this team from, and again, we're using a lot of comparisons here because this is the second time you've played a team.
Yep.
How far has this team grown with your depth? Because you're one of those eighth, ninth guy off the bench, which is not actually a slight on this team considering the talent everyone has. Mm-hmm. But talk about how deep this team has become, and you're getting extended minutes and all these guys right next to you. Everybody's playing in all the games. It has to be fun for you.
I couldn't ask for a better team to play on. It's tough competition. And no matter who it is, if it's the 10th guy, 11th, all the way to 15th, I think that no matter who is in the game, they will keep up the intensity. There will be no slack, and I think that's what our team, how we differ from other teams, what makes us successful on the basketball court.
Well, and you speak of your success, the only team you've lost to thus far was number one in Class 4A Valley. And other than that, though, you've really run roughshod all over Class 3A. You've mentioned some of the keys to success, but from maybe a personal and kind of how the mood of the team is, what emotionally lets this team gel the way it does? Because it seems like all the time there's no-look passes, and whenever you're stealing in transition, you're throwing it down and hitting bombs across the court.
Right.
The chemistry on this team is impeccable. Is that fair to say?
It is. I would say so. I think if we could describe our team in one word, to me, it'd be family. As a family, we sometimes poke fun of each other, but we know how each and every single one of our players works. We know when they're going to dribble behind their back. We know when they're going to throw the fake pass. So in practice, we definitely push each other harder, which makes games like these much more easier because we know how each and every player works.
Big game coming up on Tuesday against Grinnell as you continue to try and defend your conference championship. Your thoughts about the Tigers the second time around, what do you need to do this time to make sure you win by a little bigger margin?
Just like tonight, I think off-ball pressure, we do a lot of helping. We do a lot of pressing. We do a lot of helping on-ball and off-ball. I think that something that's going to that we probably need to work on is still communicating. Even though we know how to work with each other, we still need to communicate and let each other know where everybody is at. And I think that's what Coach Kaur is going to elaborate on tomorrow at practice. But I think that we're going to get it done.
Very good. Tyson Wassner, the well-spoken Tyson Wassner, joining us in the Two Rivers Cooperative Radio Postgame Show. Thanks for joining us. We got to have you pass the headset on. Thanks again for stopping by. And we will pass it on around here inside our Two Rivers Cooperative Radio Postgame Show. Sierra Buchheit might want to get a bit of a – Mike, you're good to go if you want to go. Sierra is going to do all the talking now as we've been joined by her dad all season long, and now we've got the very great Sierra Buchheit joining us on the program. 14 points tonight against Dallas Center Grimes in your team 62-47 victory. First of all, Sierra, earlier this season, Dallas Center Grimes really took it to you offensively. Tonight, though, you put up 62 points against one of the best defensive teams in Class 4A.
Yeah.
What worked for you on offense?
Well, we were getting really good open looks. Had, like, Boo and Kiara driving to the hole, which create open looks around the three, and also just like easy buckets within the lane as well.
and Dallas center Grimes defensively. They forced a couple of turnovers, but this time it seemed like your team was able to recover. What was the difference with maybe how they were playing you defensively? Because they created those turnovers, but maybe didn't get as many points as they did in game number one.
I think we were just more aware of what they were going to do. We focused a lot about that on during practice. So just being aware of where they were and what was going to happen. And so, yeah.
And how big is this win for your team, Sierra, when you look at the grand scheme of things, 62-47, when you take on a Dallas Center Grimes team that you're competing with head-to-head in the conference? Just how big is this for the team to get it against a team that you lost against earlier this year?
Oh, this is huge. This is a really good team, ranked in the top 15 in the state, and just helping us go forward just with momentum. We haven't had, the best competition the past couple of games, but just sealing this win was really big for us.
Well, and as you continue, you got Grinnell on Tuesday, so another big matchup. Coach Garland called them probably the best team you'll play all season until you get to the playoffs. What do you got to do to beat Grinnell again, this time on your home floor?
I think just focus the next couple of days in practice. We have two, one tomorrow and also Monday, and just knowing that beating them will be huge for us in the upcoming offseason or postseason.
Well, and I got a final question for you. Your dad's been up here all season long now with us for the boys' side of things. You don't get to listen during, but have you heard any of his commentary? Do you have a critique for Mike?
I haven't gotten to hear him as much, but I will have to in the future and get back to you at that.
See, the problem is we got the doubleheader, so it's hard. So when the playoffs come, you'll get to hear him in high stakes. So very good. And one thing about the team, did you say Bo was getting in the lane?
Boo. That's Katie Vandermolen.
Yeah, so she's Boo. Why is she Boo?
Well, she's had that nickname ever since she was younger. So just kind of what I call her in sports. So.
Okay, very good. A little tidbit here in our Two Rivers Cooperative Radio postgame show. Pass the headset on, Sierra. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
We will just keep it right here. This is the interview hour inside our Two Rivers.